Dear Orovillians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and all of those who are listening from near and far, good morning. Today is Monday, 21st of July, and it is partly cloudy and warm on 29 degrees Celsius here in Oroville, and we can expect very warm with intervals of clouds and sunshine throughout the day, and over the night will be mostly cloudy. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high of 37 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Winds from west on 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 21 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 9, which is really high. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 26%. This week we will continue with general meetings, but the one for the 22nd on Energy Task Force is cancelled. And Resident Assembly Service informs us that they had asked the concerned group, our council, working committee, Energy Service to look into the proposal of the Energy Task Force as well into the request of the ETF to cancel the general meeting and to go directly for the Resident Assembly decision-making event. They met and came to the following understanding: that general meeting needs to happen in order to refresh the understanding of the proposed documents before the Resident Assembly decision-making event. It is advisable to have only 2 weeks in between both of them. And secondly, two important parts of the general meeting which wants to propose Resident Assembly decision-making event are: first, to have a clear question formulated and approved in the meeting. This question will be given out to the community in the Resident Assembly decision-making event. This has not happened in the last general meeting on May 6. And second, to make sure that the finalized proposal is made available in the same time and is worded in such a way that it becomes a workable tool. And the Oroville Council and Working Committee will invite the Energy Task Force and the Energy Service to see how to prepare a general meeting together so that the clear information can be given to the community. So we can wait, but Resident Assembly Service team will keep us informed about the new date for the general meeting. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to mail Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@oroville.org or to call them on 887-0288-502. But on Wednesday 23rd at 4:30 p.m. we are invited to Unity Pavilion International Zone. The new Oroville Council invites us for interactive session where issues that need attention can be brought up. The attention is to hold regular interactive meetings with the community, tentatively the last week of every month. On Thursday 24th at Shivan Temple in Irombai Village between 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. we are all invited to come and enjoy Mohanam Students Salangai Puja. This is graduation on Bharatanatyam. For more information, we can contact them on 262-3806. And on Friday 25th at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, Trovadors will join the World Poetry Movement for 1000 Years of Peace. You can also bring your own poem, or the ones you like, or a song, and it's if it's possible in your own language. And they are saying, let us get together with people from all over the world for peace and poetry. On Friday 25th between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. Pichandi Kulam Forest organized herbal team seminar on beauty for personal use with Ayurveda, yoga and the use of local herbs. Content will be focused on theory and doshas, types of skins, hair knowledge and beauty care plans, facial treatment, elaboration of beauty products, practical yoga and pranayama, and they are saying that it's open to everybody and no previous knowledge required. But you will be dealing with theory and practice and knowledge ready to apply and experience. In all of this, herbal snacks are included. For information and to register, they're asking you to email them to milaiba@yahoo.es and contribution will be appreciated. Tomorrow, 22nd, between 9:30 a.m. to 11:30, a total immersion TI swimming workshop will be held at La Piscine. Therefore, two lanes will be occupied by participants. So you might have to come earlier for a single lane swim or swim with 2/3 of people in one lane. Total immersion swimming methods focus on swimming economy or swimming using less energy. Blue Light team regrets to inform us that their weekly Tuesday individual support session is cancelled due to the temporary staff shortage. New individual support timing will be worked out and introduced before the week after next, they hope. Services and units of Oroville supported by them will not be affected. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture team informs us that on Saturday 26th of July we can expect visit of Tibetan doctor and his crew in Oroville. For your appointment you can call Namgyal or Kazang on 262 2401 or 848-906733-2. The consultation is happening at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, and you are requested to come from main gate of Pavilion. Tibetan medicinal products, Tibetan prayer flax, incense and other stuffs are also available at that day. And visiting hours are from 9 a.m. till noon and between 2 and 2:05 p.m. ACT classes, the morning classes resume, and they are saying early trip daily except Tuesday. It's a service conditional to Matri Mandir being open to visitors, and usually not running on rainy days. It goes at 7:45 a.m. from transport service near 32th corner and come back at noon from Pondi, Rue Saint-Loi, beach end of the street, and is opposite of the Ashram playground. And there would be morning trips Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday from 9 a.m. from Matri Mandir office and coming back at lunchtime at 12. And afternoon trips on Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. from Matri Mandir office and coming back from Pondi at 6 p.m. And on Friday there's a trip at 4 p.m. from Matri Mandir office gate parking and coming back at 8:30 p.m. from Pondi Manakula Vinayagar Street, Ganesh Temple Street. But if you see the ACT bus is not coming, you should look out for the replacement, which would be always jeep or van with small white and orange signs. All trips are paying trips, and ACT welcomes your contribution every day on every trip. ACT maintains its voluntary contribution policy aligned with Orvis of Utopia ideals and aims. Present, it is your contribution alone which keeps the service afloat. Travel passes are available for financial service in Town Hall and Aspiration, and guest service about the Solar Kitchen. For more information, we can contact them directly, ACT 262-2962. Let's conclude with movies. Today at 6:15 at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, they will screen Amma Breitenbach and her work of interspecies communication or animal communication. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian drama history, The Legend, made in India in 2014 by director Sundaraya Ranjinkrat. And tomorrow they will screen a German comedy drama, Saratan, which was made in Kyrgyzstan, Germany in 2005 by director Ernest Avdiasharpo. And on Wednesday, we are invited to a special screening of A Life Exposed by Rubin Beach, a photographer's transformation from Australia, and was made in 2013 by director Leslie Branagham. And from The Letters of Yoga, volume 24 on Triple Transformation by Sri Aurobindo, we read, there is a kind of quiet, sweet sadness of yearning which it, psychic, feels when things go against the divine, when the obscurity and obstacles are too heavy, when the mind, vital and physical, follow after other things. And Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, imagine living your life without judging others. You can easily forgive others and let go of any judgments that you have. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.